This is Dakota Datebook for April 25th. One of the most inspiring Americans of the 20th century visited Fargo on this date in 1914. Helen Keller, who was left blind and deaf from sickness as a small child, spoke at First Methodist Church with her teacher and longtime companion, Ann Sullivan. They were lifelong friends. Helen Keller was a trailblazing advocate for people with disabilities. In 1914, she and Sullivan were on a lecture tour. Helen's mother traveled with them. One of their stops was Fargo, where they stayed at the Waldorf Hotel. The YWCA sponsored their appearance and took them on a tour of the city before the evening lecture. In anticipation of Keller's visit, a neighborhood social club read Keller's 1903 autobiography, The Story of My Life. At the time of the visit, Keller was 33 years old. The evening lecture was called The Heart and the Hand, or The Right Use of Our Senses. Tickets were $1. Students paid 50 cents. The Fargo Daily Courier News gave a glowing account of the lecture. The large church was filled with an overflowing crowd. Ann Sullivan spoke first. She recounted her teachings with Helen, learning to spell words, reading in Braille, writing letters to friends, and eventually learning to speak. Helen Keller spoke next for half an hour. She told the audience, "I am glad to stand before you and meet you in fellowship. I cannot hear your voices, but I feel your loving kindness, and it makes me happy." The newspaper reported she wanted to encourage others to make the most of their opportunities. Keller said, "The hands of others open the world to me." And, "By helping others, I find life beautiful." Keller also spoke of her Christian faith and her trust in God. Afterward, Ann Sullivan explained how Helen could understand speech by vibrations, a skill they demonstrated for the audience. The next day, the tour left Fargo for Winnipeg. Fargo was reportedly the smallest place on their itinerary. Ann Sullivan died in 1936, Helen Keller in 1968. Their ashes rest together at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.